This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. Your very presence gives us life. Your very presence causes us to have the strength that we need to overcome any and every obstacle that we face in the pursuit of our promise and our destiny. We know that nothing is impossible for you. So we just want to connect with you, synchronize with you today, hear your word, and grab a hold of it. And God, when we run out of this place, God, let us run out of this place holding on to your word, God, because it brings us life. It brings fruit in our lives. So activate something in our lives through your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm happy to be back home. And it's good to see you guys. I know y'all are glad to see me. I am also very, very glad to see you and be home and sleep in my own bed. It's, you know, I appreciate other beds, but there's nothing like my bed and being back home with our church family and doing what we do. So thank you so much for the team that covered and took care of everything while we were gone. And special thanks to Minister Kendi for bringing the word. And how many people saw our sign out front? I don't know if you saw that. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. And sometimes you just got to stay right after it until you get that breakthrough. And so that's what we did. And so I'm excited about so many things. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season and what God is doing in this series, what he's saying to us. Because God gave us a word at the beginning of this year, possessing the promise. And the word was that there were some things we've been praying for, some things we've been believing for, and God wanted to bring us into a season where we're actually walking in those promises. Not just talking about them anymore, but walking and possessing those promises. So we decided that if God gave a word, it's important to revisit that word. Amen? If God gave us a word over our year, that halfway through the year, it's a good idea to come back and refresh that word and make sure that we're sharp on what God is saying to us. So God said possessing the promise. So we called this series Still Possessing. Still Possessing. So we started about 2 weeks ago talking about this. And I'm excited about what God is given for me for you today. Isaiah 43:19. If you'll go there, I want to share some things with you out of the book of Isaiah 43:19. And there's about five things that are real important in possessing our promise that we need to grab a hold of. How many people are still interested in possessing the promise that God has given you? God's given you a destiny, something unique that he's called you to do. So let's read here. Isaiah 43:19, it says, "For I am about to do something new." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. "See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway in the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." Amen. Amen. So the first thing that God was showing me, that God is doing a new thing. And this is what we have to understand about our promise. It might look similar to someone else's promise, but God is a creative God, and God is doing something new in us. Look at somebody and say, God is doing something new. So even if you know what it is that God has called you to, it may look different how you get there. Because God is a creative God. We can look back in Genesis. We can look back at the beginning when God started it all. He's a creative God. He's a creative being. He likes to create things unique. How many know that no two thumbprints are exactly alike? Because God is a creative God. He doesn't make robots. He makes unique and beautiful things. And so when God created our promise, he did something unique. And it's something new. Look at somebody and say, it's new. It hasn't been done before. See, it may look similar to someone else, but your assignment is something new. It's something creative. It's something fresh. And something that I've learned along the way is don't limit God. Don't limit God. I don't stand here, and we shouldn't stand here and say, God, this is how you're going to do it. Because we don't know. We may know the destination, but we don't know what the journey looks like, because God knows how he wants to get it. And more often than not, it's a surprise how God gets us to our destination. And so the creative promise that God has for you, for your life, is nothing like you've ever seen before. It's nothing like you've ever seen before. So number one, God is doing something new. Number two, he's already begun. This is good news. He has already begun. The word of God said, he who has begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So even if you don't see it, God's already at work on your promise. I needed to tell you that today because I felt in my spirit this week that some people are thinking that they're just sitting there, their promise has been delayed, and they're not getting any forward momentum. I don't know if you've ever been there, but being in a rut feels terrible. You feel like, I've got all these dreams, I've got all these ambitions, I've got some things that God has dropped in my life, I've got this promise, but I feel like I'm not really going anywhere in this season. Can I tell you what God is saying? He's already begun. He's already begun. You might not see what he's doing, but he's already begun working on your promise. So you may think you're waiting, but God has already begun. When I and my wife tell our kids we're going on a trip. Any parents ever told your kids you're going on a trip? When I say we're going on a trip, they may not know the date. They may not know the time. They may not know the mode of transportation. They may not know who's going on the trip with us. But they know if we say we're going on a trip, we're going on a trip. If we say we're getting to Disneyland, they know we're getting to Disneyland. If we say we're going to Disney World, they know we're going to Disney World. They may not understand how. They may not understand when. But they know we're going there. There is that trust. As children of God, we have to know when God gives us a promise, how much more if a good earthly father, a good earthly mother can make a good promise. When God makes a promise, you can take that to the bank. You may not know the time. You may not know the season. You may not know who's going with you, who's helping you get there. You may not know what vehicle you're taking, what transportation you got. But all you got to do is be obedient. Get in the car. Put your seatbelt on, because you're going for a ride. And God's going to get you to your promise. What we have to focus on as the children of God is being obedient. We don't have to know all the details. We don't have to know all the times and all the seasons. Jesus actually said no man will know the times and the seasons. Talking about the end. How much in between? Sometimes we don't know the times and the seasons of things that are going on. But we trust and we know that if God gives us a promise, he's already begun. When I tell my kids we're going on a trip, me and Pastor Corinne have already talked. We've already made a plan. A lot of times we've already booked a hotel. God has already begun the work on your promise. Amen. He's already begun. Number three. Number three is, do you see it? Do you see it? That's the problem a lot of times. God's doing something, but we don't see it. God's already begun, but we don't see it. Sometimes God's doing something right under our nose. There was one season in my life I was looking for a wife. And I was looking all out here. And I didn't realize that it was right. God was doing a work right under my nose. Sometimes we don't see what God is doing. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So what we need to get to our promise is this substance called faith. You see, we can't get in the car and expect to go somewhere if we don't have the key to the ignition. The key to get where we need to go is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't make things happen. Without faith, you can't reach your promise. Faith is the substance that you need to be able to see it. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to see what God is doing in your life, how God is connecting the dots to get you to your promise. You will not see it without the substance of faith. Woo, the substance of faith. It's critical. Faith is the substance I need to get me to my promise. I can't see it with my natural eyes. I can't see it by deducing all the circumstance, by trying to figure it out with my own intellect. I only see it what God is doing through the substance of faith. The Bible says that he uses the spiritual things to confound the wise. So if you use earthly intelligence, it's not going to lead you to understand what God is doing in your life. It can only be understood through the substance of faith. And so sometimes what happens is you have to stir up this faith within yourself. How many know sometimes you hit some low points and your faith is not at an all-time high? Anybody ever been there? Okay. All right. I've been there. And you have to what? You got to stir it up. The Bible talks about stir up the gift, right? Isn't that what Paul said? Stir up the gift. David, he was at a dark place. He had lost all of his stuff. Stuff had been taken from him, and some friends in his life were quickly becoming enemies. I'm talking about the story of David at Ziklag. He's at a dark place. Friends are becoming enemies. Stuff had been taken from his life. And what does he do? He begins to stir up his faith. It says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He stirred up faith. He began to rehearse what God's promises for his life was. He started rehearsing who God had called him, and he began to stir himself up. And then what happened was it transformed him. It changed the way that he thought and he saw about the circumstance, and it began to transform the people around him. Because when we stir up faith, amen, faith is contagious. When you have some true faith, some real faith, it begins to elevate the people around you and elevate the thought process. And all of a sudden, David and his men saw a different vision, and that was to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all that had been stolen. And they came home with what? Not just their stuff, but everything else, all the additional plunder. So we have to stir up, just like David, we have to stir up faith. Look at somebody and say, stir up faith. Faith is the substance you need to get you to your promise. Amen. All right, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Number four. God is making pathways in the wilderness. Four is pathways in the wilderness. So what happens in life? You're on your journey, you're on your pursuit, and then you enter a moment, a season of your life when there's all these circumstances, all these things that are in your way, they're blocking your path, there's circumstances, there's problems, there's things going on, there's relationships. But we serve a God, it says, that's making pathways in the wilderness. So what I want to tell you today is that no matter what circumstance you're going through right now, no matter what problems you're facing, no matter whatever relational issues that you're going, you serve a God that makes pathways. In the middle of a wilderness, in the middle of when all hell is breaking loose and problems are blocking and impeding your way to your purpose. Anybody ever been there? God is trying to get you somewhere. You know there's a blessing that's right there, but there's something blocking your path. God says he makes pathways in the wilderness. I hope somebody gets this right now, because sometimes we focus on the problem and not on the God that makes pathways through the wilderness. Can I just tell you, can we just be real with each other today? Because sometimes we come to church and we play church and we pretend like we don't go through circumstances and problems. Can I tell you, sometimes even as Christians, we focus on the problem more than the God that makes a pathway through the problem. So number four is he makes pathways in the wilderness. So maybe you got some circumstances going on in your life right now. That's okay. Maybe you got some problems. Maybe you got some giants. Maybe you got some things going on. That's okay. He's going to make a pathway. He's making a pathway. He's making a pathway. Maybe your journey's been blocked, but he's making pathways. Fifth thing, he's making streams in the desert. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a desert season of your life, but a desert season is when, you know, you've been coming to church and, you know, you can hear God's voice so easy, and you get in your car and you turn on your favorite worship song and boom, you're there. God's speaking to you. You feel the presence of God and everything is awesome. And then one moment you turn the corner. You don't know when it happened. You don't know how you got in this new season, but now you're in the desert. You could turn on the same worship song and not hear God. You go to the same place, you make the same prayers, and it's like you're yelling in the desert. Nobody for miles. What happened? I just turned this season, it seemed like I had this great connection, and then I lost cell phone service, and I can't get a call out, and I can't get a call in. And it feels like nobody's listening. I feel isolated and all alone. Desert season. The word of the Lord today is that he's making streams. If we can just look by the Spirit, he's already provided the substance that we need, the provision that we need. It's right there. The stream is right there in the middle of the desert. God knew we would go through a desert, and he already in advance provided a stream and provision and the refreshing that we needed in advance. Because when you're going through a desert, you're thirsty, you're hungry. Something about God's presence, the stream, refreshes. Sometimes we're going through the desert and the last word that we heard, we've been rationing it out to ourselves, and we think, I don't know if I have enough of this last word to make it through the desert. It's seems like I'm kind of running out. I don't know if I'm going to make it the next step. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the next season, because I feel like spiritually I'm on my last desert. But God has already prepared a stream to refresh us, to restore us. And I'm so glad today that I serve a God that knows how to sustain me even in the desert. We serve a God that even when you go through the darkest, David said it like this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't be afraid because God is with me. Even when I go through the desert and it seems like nobody's listening and I'm all alone and there's nobody from miles away, there's a stream already prepared for me. There's an oasis in the middle of the desert because God knew what I needed before I even knew that I needed it. Will you stand with me today? God knows what you need to get you to your destiny. God knows what you need to get you to your promise. And I want to tell you, God is doing a new thing. It's not what you've seen before. Maybe you struggled the first part of the year. Maybe you've had so much opposition and the wind has just blown and blown and blown. But I want to tell you that the wind is about to shift and change. The wind is about to fill your sails. And you're going to mount up with wings like eagles. You're going to walk and not faint. You're going to run and not grow weary, because the Lord will go before you and his joy will be your strength. Come on and bow your heads with me. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your faith. Stir up faith in me today. Stir up that substance. And let me walk. Let me run with endurance. Thank you for the pathway that you've made. And thank you for the streams in the desert. I will possess every promise that you've given me. I will possess every promise that you've given me. In Jesus' name. Now let me pray. God, I thank you for your people, Lord, for what you're doing, for what you're saying today. God, let us grab a hold of this word. Let us run with it so that we don't be discouraged by the enemy. So we're not tricked and stressed out and worried and confused by the enemy, but that we run with faith. I pray that you stir faith in your people today. Let them run like they've never ran before. Let this season be a season like they've never had before. Let this be the time of that they walk into blessing like they've never walked into blessing. I declare it over them, God. I declare over your people that they will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, that everywhere that they go will be blessed. You will bless the fruit of their womb. You will bless them in their going and their coming. God, bless your people as they pursue the promise that you've given them. In Jesus' name. And as heads are bowed, I just want to pray. Maybe you say, Pastor, I feel a little disconnected in my faith, and I want to reconnect with Jesus today. I know this is my moment. I know I need to do that. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. I see it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing like saying yes to Jesus. There's nothing like saying yes. If you raise your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody, you can pray this prayer with us. Say, Jesus, thank you for the promise you gave me. Help me to walk in it. Help me to be a good steward of all your gifts and all your promises. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for reconnecting me with the Father. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Teach me how to walk with you. Teach me how to live like you. Surround me with people that can help me walk like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God the praise.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.